Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
I just got finished watching one of the most incredible segments on immigration on all places, CNN. They have a new series called Work Transformed, with a headline that Mexico City has become a work-from-home haven for U.S. expats, but locals are getting priced out, and they're angry. Many are upset and frustrated that people from America are coming to Mexico City to live in Mexico City. And they're upset because they're doing it because the rents are so much cheaper in Mexico City compared to places like San Francisco and L.A. and New York City. And now, apparently, Mexico's government has decided to crack down on what they're saying is a real problem that they're having with too many Americans coming into Mexico. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, one other note about this story is they're also apparently quietly telling some Americans that you're only allowed to stay in Mexico for 10 days. Yes, 10 days, because we don't want you here. They're also talking about changing who can even rent an apartment in Mexico. All because of expats, people from America that are going to Mexico to work remotely. Because when you work remotely, right, you can basically work from anywhere where you can get an internet connection. Now, you're probably thinking the same way I was thinking when I heard this. Wait, let me get this straight. So Mexico is doing what we should be doing in America. Mexico is starting to realize very early on they have a problem with too many Americans coming in. Many people in Mexico are upset because some of the most prominent and safer areas of Mexico City, the locals are being priced out of rents because so many expats, people from all over the world, are coming there to work remotely. And that's exactly why Mexico's government is now responding. Now, there are millions and millions of Americans that go to Mexico every year. The majority of them go for tourism purposes. Fly down to Cabo, fly down to San Juanejo, fly down to, you know, wherever in Mexico for the reason of, I want to go to a beautiful beach. And then afterwards, they leave. And that's actually pretty normal. But now a lot of the people are not leaving. And now Mexico is saying, all right, we can fix this problem quickly and quietly. We'll just tell people when they come in, no, and we will maybe change our renting laws to make sure that if you do get into Mexico, we don't want you to stay. And how we'll make sure you don't stay is it'll be impossible for you to rent an apartment. Now, all these things they're doing in Mexico, we could do in America. The question is, why are we not? Now, you and I both know the answer. It's because the Biden administration wants millions and millions of people to break American laws. And they want them to come into America and fundamentally change this country. Because if 5 million people get in and then they get married and they have kids, or even if they don't get married and have kids, that 5 goes to 10, the 10 goes to 20, the 20 goes to 40. And then in one or two generations, you can fundamentally change the United States of America. There's also another reason why Democrats want so many illegal immigrants to come in this country. Many of them are coming from countries where it's normal to come from a socialist or even a communist country. You're way less likely to fight against socialism, right? Or a big government, a large government. You're used to it. You grew up around it. It's not abnormal for you to think of a large government that gives you lots of handouts or aid. Because if you've been growing up in a nation where you have, quote, free health care, naturally, even if it sucks, you're still going to be shocked when you have to pay for something in America. And you're way more likely to advocate or support what? Socialized medicine. But Mexico understands something. Mexico clearly understands that if you get too many Americans or anybody from any country living in your city, and then you start pricing out the citizens, there is supposed to be backlash. And they're going to protect their citizens first and foremost. Now, I said at the beginning, this is amazing. This actually came from CNN. I'm going to let you hear this report because there's so many moments in here that I'll hit pause and say, what if America did this? Take a listen.
Look past the charming cafes, scenic parks, flashy apartments, and you'll see this capital city for what it's becoming, a refuge for migrants.
I grew up in New York, LA,
Atlanta, Georgia.
Perhaps not the border crossing you expected. Americans leaving pricey U.S. cities, heading south to work from home in Mexico City.
It is starting to feel like home. I've been here for several months already.
Born and raised in the U.S., Eric Rodriguez hardly speaks Spanish and admits he's not here to rediscover his Mexican roots so much as to save money.
So in San Diego, my apartment was probably $2,500.
For a one bedroom?
For a studio.
For a studio.
Here, I have a one bedroom and I pay $800 a month.
The State Department says 1.6 million U.S. citizens live in Mexico, but they don't say how many are living and working there on tourist visas. The Mexican government does not track that data either. but they recorded more than 5.3 million American tourists flying in during just the first 5 months of this year, nearly a million more than that same period in 2019, pre-pandemic.
By the way, I love that we're talking about these numbers, and this is CNN doing this for you. They say 5.3 million American tourists flew in the first 5 months. Now, the majority of those come back to America because that's where they live. But 1 million more than the same time in 2019. Now, the reason why is because a lot of people have been held up for during COVID for 2 years and are dying to travel. And, we've seen the demand for travel go through the roof. Look at all the flights that have been canceled and delays and all the things that have happened because there's so many people trying to get on airplanes trying to travel because they've been sitting at home for 2 years. But you notice what the narrative here, right? This is like an invasion. Except it's nothing compared to what happens on a daily basis at the American border, right? You can have 10,000 people in a couple of days come across the border, 5,000 one day come across the border, thousands every day coming across the border illegally in the United States of America. And why is it that Mexico is doing a better job of keeping out us, even if we're coming across legally, than we are illegals? Think about that as you continue to hear this story, where this story, by the way, CNN did this story to make you feel bad for the local people in Mexico, right? Like, this is terrible news for them. You're pricing them out of their real estate. You're pricing them out of their jobs. You're pricing them out of everything. That's what they're doing here, folks. They're trying to get you. They're trying to pull on your heartstrings for you to really understand and really look there like, you know, hey, this is a really tough thing. This is something, you know, that you should feel bad for these poor people in Mexico that are being taken advantage of. Listen.
Rodriguez is among the unrecorded but undeniably present so-called digital nomads, here officially as tourists, most working remotely for U.S. companies, still getting paid in U.S. dollars, allowing for a far more affordable life in Mexico.
I think there was a sense of, we want people to come here to stimulate the economy. Thank you for being here. But I know that recently there's been kind of complaints from locals about the effect that expats living here has had on their own lifestyles.
I mean, this is literally CNN explaining exactly what's happening in America, but they would never do this story about America, right? They would never put a story together talking about the lives that have been affected by in the United States of America by illegal immigrants coming across the border. But they're doing a four-minute story exclusively dedicated to this exact scenario about Mexico City. Like, well, at first they liked us, right? Because we were bringing in money. But now we're starting to affect the way that their lives are being lived, right? We're affecting what's happening with their rents in their local neighborhoods. And that's the part that concerns us, right? That's the part that scares us. And so now we're not really that welcome. And again, this is not at a level where it is a truly big issue yet. I want you to understand that, okay? All right, this is not at a level yet where you should be highly concerned in Mexico. But they're not going to wait till it gets to that level. They're not going to wait until it gets to that extreme level. They're dealing with it right now, and the media is selling it as well in America. Hey, don't go to Mexico and just work down there and raise these poor people's rents and make it where they may not make as much money.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days,
maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right,
you get into right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
I want to hit pause there and just go to another headline from CNN. I'm doing this so you understand the manipulation level right now coming from the corrupt media. CNN actually put out a tweet this week that said, next time you stop at a gas station, think of it as a $100 a month tax cut or maybe a $100 a month raise. And then they have an entire article about why you should be excited that you are paying nearly 65% more for gas prices than the day that Joe Biden took office. You hear people talk about this as, you know, Orwellian. It is. CNN's trying to convince you that 2 + 2 = 5 is how Ted Cruz put it. The truth should matter, right? Gas prices are actually up still at this moment in time, 65% since Joe Biden took office. But they will send out a tweet and write an entire story telling you that you should think of the $100 you're not spending on gas a month compared to $5 a gallon gas, even though it's up 65% since Biden took office, as a, quote, a $100 a month tax cut. They want you to praise Joe Biden for raising your gas prices 65%. And they want you to think about the savings over $5 a gallon as a tax cut given to you by the government, even though they have nothing to do with it. Now, you put that in perspective and you think about that. Now, it totally makes sense what CNN's doing now, trying to convince you, don't go to Mexico. How dare you go to Mexico and live down there and work remotely? That's not okay. And Mexico, now here comes the crackdown. Listen.
Sandra Ortiz is one of them.
Los precios más elevados porque saben que es puro extranjero.
The prices are going up high. She said it's difficult because a lot of these foreigners come and they have a bunch of money to be able to spend on some of these apartments and rents.
For more than 50 years, Ortiz and her four siblings ran a restaurant popular with locals on a prime corner in the increasingly desirable Roma neighborhood. But as prices climbed, Ortiz says it became unaffordable for the family. And in February, she says they were evicted. All their belongings piled onto the sidewalk.
You had 5 minutes to get everything out and move it out of the business.
So where do the locals go? That's what we need to be asking ourselves, Fernando Bustos Grospe tells me. The pandemic, coupled with global inflation, have made matters worse, leaving locals in fear of a culture clash. This is part of the problem, he says. The expats move here because it's cheap, not because they want to truly immerse in the local culture. Families like the Ortizes feel they're getting pushed out. Sandra and two of her siblings now working at another restaurant, no longer the owners. The thought of visiting their old restaurant?
Imagine if CNN did this type of in-depth reporting about American lives that are actually being screwed up by illegal immigrants coming across the border. Can you imagine what that would look like? Right? Imagine that. Imagine if they told the stories of illegal immigrants who have come into America and destroyed communities, lives, killed people in drunk driving accidents, murdered family members, changed the job market. Have you ever seen CNN dedicate this much time to telling you about a store owner or a small business owner whose business has been destroyed by illegal immigrant wages? No. You ever see anybody talk about how someone's property values have been destroyed because of illegal immigrants coming in to their community? No. Why would you, right? There's no reason. Because the media is never going to sell you that story. Because they want to change this country fundamentally. But they'll tell you this story, the same story that happens every day times 1,000 in America. They'll tell you about one woman in Mexico. Keep listening.
Too painful. We went by, renovations already underway. High-end apartments coming soon.
And Jake, for folks who are looking at this report and say, well, perhaps I'll take my work from home to Mexico City, it does seem like there is an unofficial crackdown underway right now on part of the Mexican government. We're hearing from some U.S. travelers who say that as soon as they arrive, Mexican officials at the border are limiting their stay to some as few as just 10 days, saying they need to leave after being in the country for 10 days. Now, again, this is unofficial. So we've asked the Mexican government about this. They say, as of now, their current policy still stands, so there's no change. But it does show you there is some effort to try to curb this a bit. That said, it's a delicate dance for some of these officials, because on one part, they want to crack down and try to limit people staying too long. But on the other, Jake, they don't want to dissuade U.S. tourism, which brings in billions of dollars every year.
I love this, but they're still cracking down quietly, right? We're being told that some people are only being allowed to stay for 10 days, right? They're cracking down this because they understand how important it is to protect their country and their way of life and their citizens. They're doing it in Mexico when there's just a slimmer tidbit of change. And CNN writes an entire article on this, y'all. Mexico City becomes work-from-home haven for U.S. expats, but locals are getting priced out, right? Right? They arrive and they tell us that we're just trying to survive, and these Americans are coming in, and they're turning our businesses into high-end apartment buildings. Right? The families are watching their communities around them change, an influx of foreigners, mostly from the U.S., has inspired Mexican landlords to renovate and remodel their properties to accommodate the wealthier arrivals. And they got to stop it. And that's what they're doing. This is like 1% of the impact that illegal immigrants are having on the United States of America. And they had dedicated an entire segment on Jake Tapper's show on CNN to telling you why it's bad that a bunch of Americans are going to Mexico and working remotely because you're changing people's ways of life. You've never done this story in America because they're scumbags. They're not journalists. They're propagandists for this crap.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then you get into, as
you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood, And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben. You want to talk about the media manipulating and lying to you? It's not just on, you know, legal immigration. It's not just on what's happening in Mexico with Americans going down there to live. It's basically now on anything they want to push and any part of an agenda they want to push. I'll give you an example. The media has been obsessed recently with the Green New Deal. You know, this last bill they just passed that was going to lower, you know, fight the inflation, lower the Inflation Act, whatever the crap they called it. Number one thing in there, the spending was green and alternative energy. It was a green bill. They lied, just said it was the, Inflation Reduction Act. It's not real, right? It's a lie. Doesn't matter, because when you lie, this is what you get, right? You get the fake stories, the fake news. You push an agenda. One of the things that this administration has been pushing is for you to get an electric vehicle. They understand how important it is for you to get an electric car. They want to force you into submission so you'll get rid of your SUV. Well, there's new polling out. And the woman who's in charge of all of this, right? The woman who's supposed to be helping you in this administration was on Fox News Sunday. And Biden has signed this massive climate, health, and tax bill into law. It is not a Inflation Reduction Act. It's a climate bill. And one of the things that has happened in the polling numbers, and Fox News is willing to call it out, is you guys say you got this, quote, electric vehicle tax credit, and none of the majority of Americans say they want nothing to do with this tax credit or these electric cars. Listen.
Fox asked people whether they plan to take advantage of the tax credit, and here's what they told us, and we'll get your response on the other side. Watch.
I personally wouldn't buy an electric car with that much money.
We're not going to even think about it because we don't have the income available to buy a new car, even with the incentive.
What really is $7,500 against the cost of an electronic car?
And really, you could make the same argument we were talking about tax breaks for adding solar panels.
They also say just add solar panels, right? That's the energy secretary who's sitting there just telling you, we'll go buy all these expensive things. We'll give you some tax credits. She's been mocked for touting the solar panel discount for families that are battling inflation, right? The energy secretary has been ripped over the weekend for telling middle class Americans you can get 30% off the price of solar panels. So you want me to go spend $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 during this time when we are dealing with inflation, and that's your response to all this? Well, just spend the money, right? Just go out there and spend the cash. We don't care. We're giving you these tax breaks, so drop $100,000, and we'll give you some money back, right? Well, this is how we'll do it, and you should be happy, and you should be thankful, and we're going to get an electric car, and you should understand that's what we do here. She says, look, if you just move to clean energy, we will be the greatest peace plan the world has ever known. So they're now selling you this as there will be no more violence.
If we want to be energy secure and energy independent, that means we've got to produce our own energy. My counterpart in Ireland, the minister there, energy minister there, has said that no one has ever weaponized access to the sun. No one has ever weaponized the wind. Perhaps a move to clean energy will be the greatest peace plan the world has ever known.
It's a peace plan now, right? No one has ever weaponized access to the sun or to the wind. This is lunatic level stuff. No one has ever. And this is a peace plan. You think people in the world are going to stop fighting? You think the jihadists are going to stop fighting if you give them some solar panels? You think cartel members are going to stop fighting and human trafficking and sex trafficking if you give them some wind and solar panels, wind turbines? That's what you're now trying to sell us? This is their plan, folks. This is the greatest plan the world has ever seen, is what she's saying. Oh, and by the way, if you don't agree with this and you don't go along with it, just so you know, there will be hell to pay. Look at France, what they've just done. They're calling it the Great Green Reset in Europe right now. French government has now gone out to recruit 3,000 green police officers to enforce and arrest people who refuse to go along with climate change. A senior minister in France has demanded that the country create 3,000 green police posts in the face of global warming. This is France's Minister of the Interior announced that he aims to create the 3,000 new posts for the green police, saying it is deemed necessary in an issue of national security to tackle climate change. News of the creation of these new posts in France follows calls from European Union bigwigs for the creation of a block-wide, meaning all these countries in Europe, civil protection force to fight the effects of climate change under the control of Brussels. You ever heard of a one-world government? This is a sign of that. This move that's been slammed by some is an attempt by Eurocrats to hoard even more power over a larger group of people. In an interview with one of the French newspapers, this individual who is demanding this now in the government justifies the creation of 3,000 new green police officers aimed at green-related criminal issues by citing the effects climate change is having on France, especially in regards to forest fires, 9 out of 10 of which have allegedly been caused by human activity. Faced with this, we must improve the work of judicial investigations, he says, and saying we can no longer wait around for this to happen. It must start now. We have therefore decided to massively reinforce the resources of the Central Office for the fight against damage to the environment and launch 3,000 green police posts. The objective is that in each brigade, there are individuals trained in attacks on ecology. I'm quoting this now. He went on to say, it will be a revolution, so we're going to have a now revolution. Any excuse to grab power, right? The European Union now wants a centralized civil protection force to fight climate change that will then be used by local green law enforcement. Top-level officials in the European Union are now calling for the funding of the civil protection force directly under the control of Brussels to establish and to fight the impact of climate change. Guns, the ability to lock people up, the ability to kill people. That's the power that these green police officers will have. They say the EU is in crisis management, and they've called for the creation of the civil protection force directly under Brussels control for the offensive purpose of fighting the impact of climate change. The suggestion has prompted many local officials to accuse Brussels and the European Union of using any excuse to grab more power, with the Union's Green Agenda policy having already resulted in chaotic scenes in the likes of places like the Netherlands. According to this new report coming out from Politico today, crisis management chief claimed that the impact climate change is having on EU members states it's increasing, something which he believes now mandates intervention and people's lives to be changed. We have a growing sense that more Europe is needed to in civil protection. This is a power grab, folks. They say that the treaties should be changed as to make sure that Brussels has the power to establish a large fighting force that will be able to provide this protection. So they're telling you this is going to be done under the disguise of we're trying to protect you, when really what we're going to do is we're going to come to your house, go through your stuff, and we're going to start locking people up that don't do what we tell them to do. That's what this really is. And at the same time this is happening, the United States of America is saying, yeah, we're going to do the same stuff too. We're going to force you into submission on green alternative energy. We're going to give you tax credits to do what we demand that you do. And if you don't, we're going to punish you with high prices. And then when prices come down a little bit from $5 a gallon gas, CNN puts out an article that tells you to think about every time you fill up that you're getting a $100 tax cut from what you were paying a few weeks ago, even though gas prices are up 65% since Biden took office. We no longer have a media in this country, okay? We no longer have a media, right? What we do have in this country is a group of individuals that are professional individuals that were willing to lie to you and tell you anything to get you to go along with what it is that they want to sell you. And if you don't submit and you don't agree with them, they will then arrest you and punish you. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.